There she is. I just want to say that I am privileged to be in the same kitchen with my friend, Miss Brains of Brooklyn.
Charmaine, please.
You were really sizzling in class today. I was about to call the fire department to put you out.
Charmaine.
When called on, my girlfriend sat up and in a clear, and I know what I'm talking about, voice said that the first American in space was Mr. Alan B. Shepard Jr. on May 5th, 1961. And the beauty of it was, this came right after poor, unprepared, but impeccably attired Shanika Watkins, who said that the first American in space was Mr. George Jetson.
Girl, the way you've been in school lately, your mama would be so proud of you.
Shoot, but it ain't doing much for my social life.
Are you talking about slime? Let me tell you, you picked up some good habits and you dropped a bad one.
That's right. Shoot, him bringing me down the way he did, want me to cut class and asking me to hang out after school instead of studying, and then having the nerve to ask me to do his homework.
You did the right thing. Les tried that too. And I told him, you better bring something to the table besides your good looks, else you're gonna have to find another table.
Suppose you're right.
I know I'm right. Because it's your table and it's time for you to tell somebody else to pull up a chair. You hear what I'm saying, girlfriend? Circulate. Go out and meet somebody.
Like who?
Well, isn't there anybody who makes your boat float? Somebody who makes your liver quiver?
Well, I suppose I could be interested in that new boy in school, Aaron Dexter.
Stop the madness. Aaron Dexter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, girlfriend, don't let them two questions you answered today go to your head. That boy is intellectual. You can tell because he got a lot of keys on his belt.
Keys?
Haven't you noticed smart boys always carry a lot of keys? I think you better forget about this one.
Why? I thought I was the brains of Brooklyn.
Well, you are. But he has a mind that's global. Yours is just local.
All I said is I was interested. I didn't say I was ready to go start chasing after him.
Well, why not? I mean, if my girlfriend wants to aim at a high target, why shouldn't I help her hit it? Come on, girl, let's go snag you a smarty.
Now, Bernice, don't be nervous.
I'm not, Alfred.
Good. Because a 42-year-old woman having a baby. 42. Not so many years ago, that's how long a person lived.
Shut up, Alfred.
Sorry, dear. Just a little on edge.
But relax, sweetheart. I'm sure that the results from the amniocentesis are going to be just fine. Oh. Honey, aren't you curious about what we're going to have?
Oh, you know, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, I know. But we have a little girl. Wouldn't it be nice if Lori had a little brother?
Bernice, as long as the baby is healthy, I'm a happy daddy.
Alfred, Bernice, how are you doing?
I guess we're a little nervous.
Listen, she's going to be fine. The results of the amnio, the baby's just fine.
Oh.
Okay. Now, you want to know what you're having?
Yes.
No. Cliff, whatever we have, we will love as much as we love Lori, huh?
Well, I want to know.
Well, all right, dear. If it's important to you, what are we having?
It's a boy.
A boy? Mm-hmm. Yes! Yes! Yes!
There he is, fam.
I see him.
Well, don't just stand there growing roots. Go on over there and talk to the boy.
No, no, I'm just gonna wait till he sees me, and then that's when I make my move.
Well, he's reading. How is he gonna see you? Oh, he's looking at you. Will you look at him? Make eye contact. Oh, well, now you waited too long, because now he's not looking at you. Slow your blow.
I know what I'm doing.
You may know what you're doing, but you're taking all day. Excuse me. Hi, Aaron. My name is Charmaine. Would you look at my friend, please?
Huh?
Just look in her general direction. This girl gets on my last nerve. Would you come with me, please? Aaron, this is Pam. Pam, this is Aaron. Oh, I just remembered. I have to go buy a leg of lamb for my mama. Y'all have a nice chit-chat. Ciao.
Hi.
Hi. Is this seat taken? If you sit down. Well, nice meeting you.
Wait. What? Have you ever read Henry V?
Yeah. Yeah, I read it a long time ago.
Oh, well, I'm reading it now. What a coincidence.
How far are you?
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, I see. You've passed the Battle of Agincourt where Henry tries to woo Catherine.
Yes, yes, I passed that.
Isn't it funny? He doesn't speak French, she doesn't speak English. Do you speak French? I do a little. Actually, a lot. Not because I'm smart. I just studied it in school. Anybody can do that. It's not like I'm the smartest guy in class.
You're not?
No, there are at least four other people smarter than me. Well, maybe three. Am I talking too much? Yeah, I better shut up. I'll ferme la bouche. I'll shut up in two languages.
No, that's all right. I like to hear you talk.
You do? No, really?
Huh?
I think I'll leave you to your Shakespeare. You have to concentrate with Shakespeare. I'm a Shakespeare buff, but that's irrelevant. I hope you're enjoying it.
Well, actually, it's kind of hard to understand.
You want me to help you with it?
Would you?
Well, as long as I'm here.
Okay. When I come to woo the ladies, I fright them. But in faith, Kate, the elder I wax, the better I shall appear.
That means she's seeing him at his worst. But the longer she knows him, the better he gets.
Mm.
Yes.
Alfred Phelps would like to see you, Dr. Huxtable.
Okay, send him in.
I can't do it, Cliff. I can't have a son.
You don't have to. Your wife's going to do that.
No. What I mean is, yesterday, I was having a boy. Today, I'm having a son.
I don't understand the difference.
A son is a son.
Right.
Do you know what that means? It means we have to do sports together. Like baseball. Have you ever seen me swing a baseball bat? Cliff, in my entire Little League career, I got two hits. One in the neck and one in the back.
Yeah, but Alfred, you have a great mind for sports.
Oh, sure. I got a great mind for sports, but not the body. Now, how am I going to relate to my son? Now, you're always talking about how you and Theo like to run and jump and play together. Go to any park in the country, what do you see? Boys playing with their fathers. Throwing the old ball around, shagging flies. You don't see them reading the Financial Times to each other or doing the multiplication tables together. Cliff, I just have no coordination. I'm sorry.
Sure.
You gotta do something.
Yeah. Now, you dribble.
I'm gonna dribble.
Just dribble. Dribble. That's fine.
That's fine. What are you talking about?
Listen to me. That's fine. It's fantastic. We're talking about you dribbled around me. Now you're going to work with your son. Your son will be maybe 3-4 years old, Al. So what's the kid going to do? Not dribble. Sit down. The two of you are going to be doing like this. This is all you're going to do. See? Yeah. See? That's it.
I can do this. This, yeah, I can do.
I know this kid's going to think you're great. He's going to get the infomidality. See? And then you're going to get up and you're going to be a hero. All right? Now the next thing is, go ahead. Take a shot. Take a shot.
All right. I'll
take a shot. Go ahead. Fantastic! Fantastic!
What are you talking about? That was terrible!
No, 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 no. You hit the backboard. Don't forget, the kid is here. Now the kid goes like this. He's going to think that you are the strongest person ever in the world. Show it again. Hit the backboard. Go ahead. Hit the backboard. Hit it. Oh, fantastic.
Yes. Yeah. Get it. Go. Get it. Yes. Go. Kick it.
Oh, football. I didn't know you liked football.
I love football.
Oh.
When I grew up, I wanted to be a football player.
Well, I thought you wanted to be a doctor.
I do. I want to be a doctor and a football player. Is there a problem?
No, it's just that, I mean, when are you going to find time to see your patients?
During the week. I only play football on weekends. Oh, I thought you knew football.
Yeah, well, I do. Okay, do it.
I'm going to have a nickname, too.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
Dr. Crusher.
Dr. Crusher.
Middle linebacker.
Middle linebacker. Why middle linebacker?
Because I want to be in the middle of everything.
I see.
So don't call me Pee-wee or Pud anymore. From now on, Dr. Crusher.
Dr. Crusher.
Linebacker.
Oh. Yeah, I understand.
Dr.
A lot of people didn't expect me to be a good athlete, but when I made the basketball team, I proved them wrong. And I'd still be on the team, except I got a B in chemistry. That's why my father made me quit.
If I got a B in chemistry, I'd ask for a car.
Well, that's my dad. He's proud of me, but he's very tense about my future. He wants me to get into a good school.
Morehouse.
Yeah. Well, I guess I better get going.
Well, you have a lot of keys. You know, my friend says that boys who have a lot of keys are really smart.
Well, I'm not smart. But I do have a lot of keys. But that's because I need these keys to organize my life. See, this key is for my locker at school. And these keys are for my grandmother's house. I check on her after school. She's kind of old.
Oh, that's sweet.
And this key is for my closet. I have a nosy little brother. And these keys, I can't remember what these keys are for, but I'm afraid to get rid of them in case I do remember and I can't get in wherever it is. And these are for my job.
You work too?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
The bike shop. I fix bikes. I ride them too. Next month I'm riding in the bike-a-thon.
You must be pretty good.
Yeah. You should see me on a bike. I'm smooth, I'm sleek. I'm a comet. Would you like to go biking with me?
I'm not really good at this.
I'll show you. Next Sunday?
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Great. Great.
Okay.
This is a date, right? I mean, or... It could be a date. I mean, it's sort of like a date. It's like essence.
Aaron. It's a date, okay?
Whoops. Ooh, what? Just my sympathetic nervous system again, which is stimulating my adrenal gland. Just happened to know that.
Yeah, I know. You read it somewhere.
Yeah. Well, good night, Pam.
Night.
Wafting an egg up to somebody on a ladder. Wafting an egg.
You're too far on the log.
Hey. What are you guys doing?
Oh. I'm trying to loft an egg up to some...
Yes!
All right! All right! All right, Bernice! Where did you learn that?
I was point guard for my high school team.
Well, you still have it.
Thanks.
All right.
What do you think you're doing?
I was just playing a little basketball.
No, 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 no. I'm the one playing basketball, not you. You're pregnant. You should be resting somewhere with your feet up. Besides, our son will expect me to teach him the rudiments of the game, not his mother.
Why? My mother taught me.
You had a very unusual childhood, Bernice, I've always said.
I could teach you.
No offense, sweetheart, but I don't want to learn how to play basketball like a girl.
Are you saying that men play basketball better than women?
Bernice. I saw you with that ball.
Hey.
You're pretty slick.
Claire, did you hear my husband say that men play basketball better than women?
What did my husband say?
All I said was loft the egg up to somebody on the ladder. All I said.
Come on, Claire. How about a little two-on-two with me and my pal here?
Alfred, don't be ridiculous.
Right. Your ball out.
Let's do it.
Now, don't worry, pal. I'm right behind you. But you gotta guard Bernice.
No, no. No, the husband will guard the wife. Are you serious? Come on, get out of here.
Come on, come on!
I'll take the ball. Wait a minute. No. We gotta work on your defense.
Yes!
All right!
Looking pretty good. Now, how many is that?
Well, let's see. If you count all the shots I made today, I'm approximately 1 for 30.
But hey, let's just say the first 29 were warm-ups, and this is the one that really counts.
Thanks, Theo. Well, your father says if I improve, someday I may impress a 5-year-old boy.
Oh, Mr. Phelps, your son's not going to be impressed with that. When I was 5, I was more impressed my dad could drive a car.
Theo, you mean I shouldn't be doing this?
No, that's cool and everything, but I was never impressed with how good a ball player my dad was.
You weren't?
No. What I do remember, the first time we played football, and I fell, and I scraped my knee, and I started crying. Dad picked me up, took me in the house. He cleaned up my knee, put a Band-Aid on it. He dried my tears and gave me a hug, and he said, hey, everything's gonna be okay. Now, those are the things that I remember. I'll tell you one thing. As I got older and realized I could beat him in certain sports, I started to let him win.
Groceries before the ice cream melts.
Okay, thanks. See you later, Mr. Phelps.
Yeah, see you, Theo. Oh, Theo. Thanks.
You got it.
Can I play with you?
Well, sure.
This really isn't my game. My game is football.
Would you like to shoot the ball?
No, you can go first.
Thanks.
Whoa! That was great! You hit the bad ball.
That's right. And someday you'll be good enough to hit the backboard, too. It's your turn.
Listen.
Hey.
Alfred went out here acting like he's so happy he's going to have a son and he knows what to do. I mean, what were you talking about out here?
Oh, you know, life, philosophy, and the psychology of parenting.
Oh, really? Mr. Psychologist? I mean, pardon me, Dr. Psychologist? So, well, I mean, you set him straight, huh?
Well, he walked out of here happy, didn't he?
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, let me ask you a question. When I was little, when we used to run track, you used to let me win all the time, didn't you?
Sure, sure. Well, you build your confidence.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But you know, as I got older, I started doing the same thing for you.
I think you better go someplace and find the truth.
No, I'm serious. Yeah, I can beat you. I could beat you long before I let you know I could.
Really?
But I didn't want you to get too concerned about getting too old.
Getting too old. We could go out on the track, run a 400, and I guarantee you, you'll see my back, and at the 300 mark, I'll be getting smaller and smaller.
We can go now.
You want to?
Yeah.
No, we can't because your mother's got a cake, and we have to eat that. We have to eat that, so we can't go right now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're saved by mom.
So, but
we can go after dinner.
No, we can't go after dinner with a cake sitting up here.
Well, how about if we go tomorrow?
No, tomorrow I can't. I can't. I've got patients tomorrow. Patients. What about Saturday?
No, I gotta go to the museum.
Oh, well, then you don't want to run.